90 Day Fiancé. Before the 90 days.
A rainy day podcast.
What's up?
Hello.
Did I say the other way? I don't think I said that. I said it said before the 90 days.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I think I messed that one up.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, this is episode 81 of the Rainy Day Podcast.
I wasn't obviously paying attention.
With Christy and Nick, we are a married couple that passionately talk about 90 Day Fiancé. Sometimes we argue and get a little heated, but
we love each other.
We do. And thank you for coming along the ride. For all those people who listen to all 81 episodes of our
81, that's
bandering.
Ridiculous.
That is crazy. But big shout out to some people from the top right now. Number one shout out, Betsy.
Betsy, number one.
Betsy is hard gives stuff. Us the good stuff every week. So providing us with the news that we talk about at the top of the show. But couples goal comment. What? Her name is Wendy. She's from Ohio. She left us a voice message on Anchor.
Nick and Christy, it's OHIO. Just want to tell you again what a great job you're doing. I'm telling you, couples goals. I just
thank you.
Relationship,
the kind words.
The way you guys banter back and forth. You're secure in yourselves. You're secure in your relationship.
This,
and
it really all this relationship talk
great
makes me like
blush. And I just love to hear your perspectives. Never so ever want to try to take sides. Us women do try to stick together a little, but I'm still, I got to say, Christy is right. I felt the same thing as soon as Tim said.
Okay.
We'd
I wish I could pause
this at nauseam. I was like, you lost me, buddy.
Yep.
Because I know, having been in a relationship myself
where someone
was cheating, and
I don't even air her business. But anyway, listen. So before even she mentioned that what she was talking about, so I played the clip for you, and as soon as she said, "I don't take sides, but I'm on Chrissy's side," she didn't even know. You didn't even know what she said. She was
don't
like,
matter.
"Yes, yes, yes, yes." I'm like, "What do you? You didn't even know what she said."
Everybody
yet.
Loves you. And listen,
no one loves me.
Oh boy.
Anyway,
I
keeping really the shout outs going.
Thank you.
Missy and Samantha are asking for an HEA show. They both love the show. They commented, "Thank you for your love. I appreciate it." Mona Lisa Smirk. She's an every week listener. Drop Squad.
Oh.
Where's my Drop Squad song? She loves the O'Reilly outro fan, so we're not going to get rid of that. I love the O'Reilly outro also. Yeah. Sheila P is a frequent commenter, which I really appreciate. Big shout out to her. I appreciate that. She was commenting on your sandbag on the uterus thing. She says it's an afterbirth aid. And that's it for shout outs.
Thank
you so much. Let's
so
get
much.
Into the news. Thank you, Betsy. Thank you, Charles.
Charles is right here underneath my feet.
Oh, can we do we? No, I'm not going to talk about that yet.
See, when you do this kind of stuff to me, like, oh, Charles, I have to tell you something.
Charles might be getting a friend.
Yeah, a baby.
Maybe. Maybe.
Not a human baby.
Oh, hell no. Nick's tied, buddy. Not doing that anymore.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Okay. Well, we won't talk about it until it happens.
Until it happens. Anyway. So, number one in the news, off the top. This just in. Paul and Creaney.
Oh.
Had a fight.
A fight? Well.
Just a little one.
Paul, this is the thing. I don't know if you... I am hard down into this detail. I watched every Paul video. I read every document.
Then you should lead this whole thing.
I would love to hear what you have to say. And
I don't... It's what you hear what Betsy had to say. And this is me just screwing it up.
I haven't seen what Betsy had to say.
I'm going to screw it up with, you know, all... She put a lot of work in here. And I'm probably just going to botch it.
No, don't botch it.
Hopefully I won't, but I'm going to try not to. Anyway... So, let's do a little timeline here. Now, Paul, July 30th, he filed.
Oh, she got timeline. I don't have that.
Okay. He files a court complaint on the 30th. Local authorities serve her on the 31st.
This is the CPS complaint? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then Carini also files a complaint on the 31st, and then it served Paul on the 1st. And on the 1st, Paul goes live on the IG before the cops get there. And then when the cops get there, he is ranting and raving, claiming of the STD and the cheating claim. She says she has sex with her boyfriend in front of Pieri in the room.
She didn't say that.
No, he said that. Yeah. He says he's not going to re-up her green card. He's going to keep the baby. And
please. I didn't hear that, but I saw when he was getting his papers and her papers, but would not give Pierre's papers because he's like, "You're not taking my baby. You're not taking my baby. You're not taking my baby." This was when the police were there, and he had to rifle through some sort of bag for 15 minutes because he's a hoarder and he couldn't find the GD thing.
Okay, so then Paul goes to the hospital to treat his STD.
Okay, stop right there. Stop for 1 second. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. No. What? You don't go to the ER to treat your STD that you think you have.
I didn't say the emergency room. I said hospital.
Okay, he was in a hospital bed, and he's like, "Well, yeah, I'm here at the hospital. Don't worry about it." Like, you went to a GD minute clinic, and you're just putting yourself on live again.
Yeah, he wants sympathy. Anyway.
And you don't, like, there's not, like, a rat. I would think there's not, like, because I'm a woman, though, and when you get, like, because when you get your gynecological exam, they do all the STD things. You don't just get it in that moment. Like, they have to send it away. So I think he's full of shit.
Okay, well,
sorry, I don't mean to interrupt Betsy.
So she claims there's cameras in, she's a prisoner. She accuses Paul of rape and sexual assault. Mm-hmm. She's a prisoner in the house. There's cameras in the house.
He admits to the cameras. He is proud to say
he keeps track of all her comings and goings. She sometimes cuts off her phone and Wi-Fi so she can't communicate, which I think is super.
He does.
I know. I'm sorry. I think they understand what I'm trying to say. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, which I think shutting off the phone and the communication is like super, like, egregiously mean because she's in a foreign country and the only way she can contact her family is through.
Yeah. He says, "Oh, the Wi-Fi just went out."
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know. It is hard because I don't necessarily love either one of them, but Paul, again, we know too much about Paul's history.
Yes. Well, let's get into that. Okay. So she's always on social media. He's filming her when she doesn't want to be.
Mm-hmm. We've seen that where she's like, obviously not in the mood to be filmed.
He spreads rumors about her, says that she has mental illnesses, and he has all her documents and she can't go anywhere. So now, according to Karini, she's in a safe environment. The police know where she is. Mm-hmm. He said that she was missing on IG. Mm-hmm. And she says sometimes a relationship can't be fixed anymore and she's focusing on herself and her son.
Good.
Now, I'm going to pause here. There's some more I'm going to go into if we still want to go. But her move from Brazil to US was probably the dumbest thing.
She didn't want to come here. Remember, she wanted to stay there.
Now.
But she's stuck because her child, she can't take her kid.
Now. Because.
And she's pregnant. P.S.
This shit pregnant. Would not have happened if they were in Brazil. 1,000% positive.
What do you mean?
His actions, all this craziness. Oh. This would have never happened.
He would be wackadoo. Remember, he ran into the forest?
No, I know. But it would have been never to this kind of... He's in America. He has his things. He has his, like... He's feeling comfortable, and that's why he's, like, all this...
Whose house are they at? Is that his? How did he get a house?
I don't know,
but Mom was there. She was in the background of the video.
Anyway, so one of Paul's exes came forward and shared the experience of dating Paul back in 2010 when he was 27. He said he would find her a car and a job. Mm-hmm. And in the meanwhile, he was staying at an extended stay while his home was under construction.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
She said that he was a hoarder and he had OCD.
Yep.
And his mom was paying for absolutely everything.
I think his mom has been. And that's why she's like, nope. You can't.
Yeah.
She didn't even give him a key.
God. So she lost her job when Paul accused her of cheating on him with coworkers.
Okay.
So should I keep going? Because there's many more. This story
keeps going. Like, I hope Karini's okay. I hope Pierre's. I'm most worried about the kid, Pierre. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, he didn't sign up for any of this. Yeah, and these are his parents. I feel like Karini, she's young, though. She's like, what, 23 or something? She's young. She's in a country where she isn't. Speak the language, doesn't know anyone, but reading her police or her complaint was very horrifying. So I hope Pierre is okay.
And we kind of knew this was Paul, though. We kind of knew, like,
I mean, I didn't know he was a rapist.
Okay, yes, I know.
I just thought he was a Looney Tune with the mom hair. I didn't So it was sad.
There were glimmers of this crazy.
It's sad, and I couldn't look away. I watched every minute of his videos.
Okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
Annie and Robert had their daughter.
Yay. Congratulations.
Brenda Aaliyah Springs, July 28th. Congratulations to them. Larissa and Eric adopted a cat before leaving Las Vegas. Okay. Named some weird ass name. Eric has an OnlyFans page.
Are you talking about Eriki?
Eriki has an OnlyFans page. Did you know that?
I don't know anymore. I don't know. Is that the naked one?
Yep.
Okay.
Binyam hadn't seen his son in 2 years. Mm. He never cheated. Ari tried to reach out to the woman and she blocked him and her.
Oh, excuse me.
He dated her. He dated his dance partner for 5 years. That's been his longest relationship.
Excuse me? Yeah. The one he was dancing with this episode? Yeah. 5 years? He didn't make that seem like that was the thing. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, Devin thanked her PA from the episode this week. PA. That's a producer's assistant.
Okay.
So it's like the person that's helping the producer who's talking to.
Okay. Probably doing all the work.
Yeah. Basically doing all the work. So the PA helped her through her panic attack. She was giving her water, wet cloths. She said that Jihoon's mom was yelling at her and while she almost blacked out, and Jihoon actually threw the money at her.
Oh, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I saw him nicely, gently lay the envelope on her lap. Okay, good.
Take two. Mm-hmm. Jihoon deleted all his posts on IG, unfollowed her, and said he's done.
Okay.
And last but not least,
Asuelu
is a Lyft driver. Thank you, Betsy.
Wow.
Could you imagine getting in a car and seeing Asuelu?
I would. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I would be like tickled to death.
All right, let's get into it, folks. Okay. Boom. Okay. Oh, wait, I'm stretching on the music on this. This first one is you'll see. We'll see.
Jenny and Submit.
Oh, you got it.
Because they met with family.
Okay.
Good job. Look at me.
Good job.
All right.
So we got
Jenny's feeling better.
Amit. Oh, yeah. Okay. She's feeling better.
Mm-hmm. This is post lawyer visit. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yep, he's trying to get the divorce. You know, there you go.
Little proof.
Going to go see Amit, who is submitting him.
Submit. Amit. Commit.
Okay. Submitting Amit. They're going to go meet with Amit because at this restaurant, which I'll talk about, but to kind of just regroup on, because he was going to go talk to the parents.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Okay.
So number one concern in this whole thing is Sumit's family.
Yeah. Family.
Yeah.
We are family.
Right. That's why
she's part of the family, right? She wants to be part of the family.
But interestingly, the last time that Jenny saw him was when the family came over and ripped Sumit away.
Right.
And she was left like devastated.
Crying and crazy. Now, tell me about the restaurant.
I'm just going to talk about the small talk at this restaurant. It was like one of the uncomfortable awkwardness when it's like, oh, look at these glasses. Oh, these are heavy cups. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like when you like meeting someone's parents for the first time or like something really awkward. Like, oh, wow.
It made my stomach hurt.
The decor in this Applebee's is really interesting.
This is nice.
It's very local.
Oh, wasn't it warm today? Wow.
God. It's scorcher out there. Jeez.
Oh,
weather and ways to get to work.
Oh, but the glasses, these are heavy. Mm. It just, and everybody looks so uncomfortable especially the brother.
Yeah.
He like has a face of like, I want to barf.
Okay. Awesome. Mom and dad?
Mom and dad. Okay.
That's good. Okay. Nobody asked.
They still
That's
hate
good.
You, but they're doing good.
So you tried to talk with Tim for me?
But still, they're not feeling it.
They don't want you guys to be together.
That's so sad.
It is what it is, honey bunny.
I'm sorry for that, but big thing is the age factor between you.
Oh, yeah. By the way, the Alex and Lauren are back.
I am glad.
Yeah. He said it's the age factor that's between you two.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
We know that.
I know.
It can impact on our dignity, our social circle.
That pissed me off.
Okay, so what pisses you off about this?
That somehow Jenny,
mm-hmm.
the wonderful Jenny,
mm-hmm.
would tarnish their dignity. That's mean. I get it, like the social, like people are going to judge, but dignity, I know it's a different culture. I know.
Okay.
It's just, I am defensive of Jenny because I think she's great. Like, she's not done anything wrong. She can't help what age she is. They love each other. Knock it off.
Okay.
Society.
Everybody wants everybody to be happy. My parents want me to be happy, but they want them to be happy. They want society to be happy. They want family to be happy, relatives to be happy.
Well, how to fix this?
Yep. Thing.
I love that. I'm not going anywhere. Obviously, I'm here. So.
I'm not going anywhere. That was the
Danny's
best.
Hunkering down, baby.
Nope. Hunkering down. That's what I wrote down. Hunker and down.
What are we going to do? Because we got to fix this. Because,
I ain't going nowhere. I love it. And Amit's idea is, come on over and
let's go
talk.
Hang with the family.
Let's talk with mom and dad.
Yeah, let's just have it. Let's
Amit
have a
it looked
chit-chat.
Like he was going to barf because he's like, oh, God. Oh, God.
What happened? Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Hey, bro. Let's play a game.
Oh.
Let's play a game. Okay, Theo brings home, I don't know.
Person A.
No, not for, we gotta come up with something that's like pariah, like something that's like, I can't do that.
God, I hate when you do that.
Well, no, I don't want to offend too many people. Just something that I can't, this is a bad one. I'm gonna skip
someone
this.
Someone I don't like?
Not someone you don't like, but someone's gonna make you look really bad.
Who my son is with isn't gonna make me look bad. That's his life.
I know, but still, sometimes
they better be nice to me.
Do you feel that that's possible? Like someone in our society that
I don't care. There are people that would think I make you look bad, and you make me look bad.
No. Oh well. Okay. Fine. You're right. You're right.
Different races. There are people that would think this is bad.
That's true.
Who cares?
That's right. That's right. Okay.
So I would just say Theo can love who he wants to love. They better be nice to me.
True. Okay. They better be nice to me. Wow. All right. Are we done with this one?
Yep. Wait. No.
Sorry. Are we talking to the parents? Then what?
Oh, he just was saying like he's afraid that his parents will make him choose. And.
Yeah, it's true.
Here's what
nobody wants to choose between their love and their family.
No, but I don't understand because on one hand, we learn that like they have to approve, so they have to try and go like make some like. Mm-hmm. But if it's the age thing, she can't change that. Mm-mm. This is the reality. So, do you want your son to be happy or not?
Right. Done.
Okay. Oh, Benjamin. All right.
Bingo, bongo, booty drums. Come
on. Okay, the booty drum. Can we just stop? Stop. That's the dance you pick for future mom-in-law?
Check out what I do on the weekends.
Like, what are you doing? All right,
slow down. Let's get into
I was on your side, Benjamin. All, like, 10,000 until the
booty
drop.
Let's get into the dinner. So we met with the fam, right?
So we're meeting up with Benjamin's family.
Choice of shirt. Mom. Do we have anything to say about that? Or do we have to? Oh, Nick's petty corner.
Whose shirt?
Benjamin's shirt.
Not the dancing shirt? The shirt?
No,
the
the dancing shirt is like,
that's a dancing shirt. Yeah.
I'm talking about the choice of shirt
I don't know,
to
what,
go
what
to
he
dinner.
Wear?
Or this like big American flag shirt.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Like, come on. What are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? Yeah. You haven't done anything tacky yet. That was your first one that's like a little. Like,
I noticed that, yeah.
What are you doing, bud?
No, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
But,
go ahead, sorry.
So I was just setting it up. So they're going, all I want to say is, so they're going to this dinner to meet up with Benjamin's family. And his sisters had the look. They were so ticked off. Did you notice that? Their
ticked
faces
off?
Were just like,
oh, wow.
Skeptical, ticked off faces. I'm just reading into it because I'm like, ooh, they don't look like.
Help it, happy, welcoming?
No. Yeah. But it got better. But I'm just saying their initial, like, ooh.
Maybe they've been waiting there for a while.
Maybe.
All right. So we go there and they're. They're about to, you know, they're chatting.
Mm-hmm.
Then, obviously, the thing, the raw meat's the thing. Like
mixed with butter.
Okay, let me just let them.
Hold up, family. That's raw meat.
So how is that prepared?
No, just not pepper. Just mix it by butter.
Is that the raw
meat?
What?
She's pregnant.
What?
I don't care. Everyone else eat to your content, but you cannot. A pregnant woman cannot eat. You can't even eat lunch meat.
How is this prepared? It's not prepared.
But she's pregnant.
In Ethiopia, we have a tradition. It's our culture called gursha. Gursha is just like you have to get this.
You have to get this. Get it.
No, it's like a feeding each other thing. It's fine.
That's fine. Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, really? So if my mom, you're meeting for the first time, says, "Hey, let me stick my fingers in your mouth here."
You know, she stuck the food in her mouth, and also
your fingers are touching.
I'm in another country. I'm gonna do what I have to do. This is obviously a cultural thing.
Janice held down. She was like, "All right."
She was great. Janice was like, "All right." Janice is like, she's not gonna put up with any baloney, but she's gonna do what she needs to do to fit. Like, she's not gonna be rude.
At first, she was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, but she did it. Yeah. I was like, I don't think this is good for a pregnant woman to be eating raw meat.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
We're not even supposed to eat sushi if you're pregnant. Yeah.
She was like, "Get the out of
here
my face.
Comes the airplane. Open up the hangar."
Her mom is pretty understanding, though.
I know, she's very open.
So one of the concerns that I had was his other relationship.
That's why we got fear about their relationship.
I agree.
Cause he's.
Yeah. But she flipped it. The sister flipped it. She's like, Janice is like, we have concern about his other relationship. Janice was coming from a space of, I'm worried about the fact that, you know, he had a relationship and we don't know why it broke off, yada, yada, yada. And then the sister says, yeah, this is the second American he's brought around here.
Mm-hmm.
What is she going to do this time?
Well, no, no.
I think they're just coming from two different angles.
Yeah, but the sister was like, what about the baby? Like, because they like this other woman like took the
baby away,
niece or nephew away.
Yeah,
I don't remember nephew. If it was a girl or boy.
It's a boy.
So they don't want to lose the child. So I think they're maybe that was part of the face of like skepticism.
But I don't think Janice was coming from that angle.
No, of course not. Anyway. It's her mom.
It's not good. So now he bring another American. We gotta fear, what if this relationship didn't work?
Yeah.
What's gonna happen to the baby? Are you gonna take this baby?
Oh, see, you turn the tables. Mm-hmm. You see that?
They don't want to lose their family.
Yeah.
No, it's important that we figure out the visa and everything so that if I have to go there or something, he could come with me.
We want her to come and bring the baby, and I worry that because of his bad experience, he may tell her, no, I really don't want you to leave the country.
No, I'm not saying no. Just whatever if she wants, she can visit her family.
He's a good dude.
I think overall, he's a very good human, for sure.
Yeah. The butt bongo, I could do without, but
all right, so
erase that from my memory, and I'm all in.
Now we're 50 Cent in the club.
All right, nope. Whoa. What? Well, Ari and mom
Janice,
going to the club.
Obviously, the pregnant woman and the old lady are kind of think the music's
everyone's
too
looking
loud.
At, well, no. When they walk in, all the people are like...
It's really loud here.
No, but all the people are looking at him like...
Yeah, it's two white ladies in the Youth Open Club.
And an Ethiopian club with cameras.
Yeah, obviously.
But
in the front row.
But to learn that, like, this is also the first time that Ari is seeing him dance. That was interesting.
You can see it on Ari's face.
And this is the dance he chooses. This is the... what's it called?
Performance?
Number. This is the number. Okay.
Right. Wait, what is he doing with that umbrella?
Did he poke her with an umbrella?
I think he did.
Who is this person he's dancing with?
His ex-girlfriend.
His ex-girlfriend?
Gotta watch out here. Especially Mom. When he's dancing at night and you're home alone. The best.
Way to go, Mom. Make your daughter feel so good.
The idea of them dancing together every night, I don't know.
What is he playing on her leg?
That was her butt.
He is playing her butt.
Don't do that.
So while she's at home with the baby, he's at the club playing late piano and ass drums.
I'm so happy this is where you work.
Yeah, everything. Because you have to know about me. Because wait. This is my talent.
Playing the ass drums is his talent.
Sorry. I'm sorry. The mom, I just want to go back to some of the things the mom said. I love her, but she's like, okay, so... First of all, Ari's pregnant. So she's already feeling like...
She's already uncomfortable. Yeah. She's very pregnant.
So it's this ex-girlfriend.
And he's
Mom
at night in the club.
Is like, oh, she's really cute. And then she's like, watch out. And Then mom is like, that chemistry. Oh, they have chemistry. They're a great match. Like, mom was like, poof, 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 poof.
But I think also mom is trying to, like, she's trying to set the fire and, like,
She is. But then, are we going to get to the lipstick story?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
This is the big piece here.
There's no way that I could go to sleep at night and, like, rest peacefully knowing that my man's out playing bongos on his ex's butt.
What are you talking about? Like, it's just work, Veronica.
Before my ex, she don't like my job. She doesn't support me. One time, just I'm working here. It's empty with the people. Just everybody's dancing, and I wearing this white t-shirt. And then some girl, she wants to choose the song, and then
I don't know how this happened.
You don't know how this happened?
I mean, did she lean in and her
lipstick? Yes, you've never seen someone ask for the DJ first one.
I'm just saying, it's
lean in and like talks in their
but
ear.
But here's the thing.
Hey, can you play Thong Song by Cisco?
Mm-hmm.
And her like makeup gets on his white shirt. Why the hell are you wearing a white shirt in the club?
Because it looks good. But okay. Then what does he do?
Did you try to take it off? You washed it?
I tried for 3 hours.
How
long did it take you to get lippy stick off of the shirt?
I have my methods. I'm quick.
I don't know if this is the story I'd be sharing with my future mother-in-law.
You get lipstick again. What are you going to do?
I'm going to hide
it. If she trusts me, I'll tell her. If he doesn't believe you,
If she trusts me, I'll tell her. But if she doesn't believe me, I try to hide it.
Yeah, that's why just it's better.
He wants to keep the peace.
Worst of like something.
Nope. Oh, if she doesn't believe me, I'm just going to hide. That's a nice, healthy adult solution.
No, all men know this.
A bad answer.
Never.
Rooting for you.
Never.
Janice for the win.
He's going for me, a nice guy, to realizing this guy's a player.
No, I don't think he's a player.
Jackass. Jackass. I just said the same thing.
Yeah, the mom is loving it because she's like, all right.
Nah, 3 hours though.
She'll be home before lunchtime.
Yep, he's gonna do it himself. I'm not even gonna have to do.
Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's gonna sit back. 3 hours though. Come on now.
Are you that afraid of her? Like, get rid of the shirt. Throw it out. Fuck.
Or just say, "Oh, this woman brushed up against my shirt."
If you know that your partner's not
trusting
you
at all.
You
know what's worse is if you try to get the stain out.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I can see that you. Tried to get a stain out of your shirt. That's
you gotta worse. You gotta burn that shit at that point.
You gotta, yes. You have to.
You're done. It's out of here.
Damn, come on.
All right.
But he seems, maybe it's just his face because he looks so kind. Maybe that's just.
I think he's a good dude.
Tricking me. But I do think he's a good guy. I don't know about the butt bongo. I could do without that.
He makes
but
bad
it,
decisions.
It's his show and I get
also, his music sucks too. So I don't know. His little song.
I don't know. Have you seen the
What's
pictures of him
I can't remember
jumping in the air?
Oh my God, that's the fourth time you've mentioned
it's
him.
The second, and it's amazing. I saw another one yesterday.
Pull up four clips. You talking about it? Anyway.
Okay. The links that I will go to. Ugh. The distance in your eyes. Melissa and Tim.
Melissa Tim.
I don't care for Tim.
I don't think anybody does.
Really. I just don't care for him.
I don't think many people do.
Not one bit. Like, he's not. Like, I can dislike someone, and it's like, ooh, I have passion about it, right?
But he's just so tepid. So, like.
He's just such a.
He's a goober. He's a cheese stick.
A goober tube. So, okay, he's been in Colombia for 2 days. We start with him creepily drooling over her making scrambled eggs, which apparently. Is the greatest thing he's ever seen.
Ooh,
in his
so
whole
good.
Life. It was so creepy. Sorry. He was like I feel like
I talked to my
drool
mom,
was coming out.
So, you know, just be prepared because she knows.
Oh, they're going to visit the parents.
Tell her about him dipping his cheese stick.
Obviously, my mom is, you know, very disappointed.
Yeah, I'd rather somebody be mad at me than disappointed.
What about your dad? Does he know?
Well, he doesn't know anything.
I love your dad.
I know, and he loves you too.
We don't even speak the same language, but we've gotten really close.
What? What?
Imagine a world where Theo's with someone and like, something bad happens and I find out and I don't tell you. Like, I would be...
Well, that is not in your fucking DNA anywhere. You could find it.
I couldn't hold it in. So do you think mom really held it in?
Yeah.
Because mom's disdain for him and hatred is like you can.
But I think dad could sense it though, because she didn't take the shot at dinner. She had to tell him. She had to tell
him. I feel like dad had to know, and that's why he's asking.
If dad saw that mom didn't take the tequila shot at dinner, he's asking questions.
I didn't know she didn't take the tequila shot. Yeah, but.
This makes me that much more motivated to do whatever I've got to do, or you know, like try as hard as I've got to try. Or
is he crying?
She's not immune.
She's like, okay.
She's like, okay, yeah.
I want to deserve you again.
Okay.
There's no way this guy is ever going to get back in her good graces. Gross.
What do you mean gross? He's just trying. He's trying to say something.
Well, you know what? He wasn't trying when he was humping another lady.
It just fell out.
Oh, it was accidental. He just invited her over just to like hang
out.
He didn't know.
Yeah, he didn't
Oops.
Know. Come on.
Oops.
He's just going to keep it right there at the line.
Anyway.
Fast forward to dinner.
So they're at mom and dad's for dinner. Mm-hmm. Mom greets him like very nicely.
Yeah, took a mug. She has a sister too, like a Susie.
A little sister? Yeah, she has a little. I love that mom first initially calls out that Tim is fat. Why are you fat?
Yeah, good.
Gordo. What's happening?
Yeah.
You are fat. And then dad, this is why I think dad had to know something. Dad's like, hey, so initially, you have a clip?
I think so.
You give me a look.
It will be almost impossible to have a future with Tim if my parents are not on board or supportive of our relationship. It makes me
so why the
upset,
fuck are you trying?
Obviously, because I doubt that he can win my mom back.
Yeah. People don't realize when you're with somebody, you're like with their family too.
You're not winning mom back.
It's him. So tell us about when your
fell out of your pants.
The idea first I was gonna move there with you.
So found out that when you were living with me that made things more difficult for us.
When dad's like, why?
Yeah. I feel terrible because you know, obviously my dad doesn't know anything. I feel like I don't know, tricking him almost. He's gonna completely lose respect for Tim. I think he's gonna be really heartbroken, honestly, because he really, really loves
his
Tim.
Daughter.
I don't know how you
straight up now about the situation.
Poor that school site.
She's saying that there's tons of excuses in what you're saying.
It's hard to do this
because Colombian girls, they want you to cry.
Colombian mamas.
Yeah, Colombian mamas, they don't care.
But the person that she thought that you were. For me, she doesn't think that you are anymore.
Tim.
The f*** out of here.
Well, so.
You know, this is the best, the best. The best was, dad was like, who wants tequila? And then he leaves the room.
Yeah.
And then it's just Melissa, Tim, and mom. And Tim's like, well, to the mom, I know you know a few things. And she looks at him dead in the eye. I know everything, Tim.
Todos.
Everything. That was
menacing.
So I get goosebumps just like, because it was the power of her, like.
Yeah, her look. She's just like.
I know everything, Tim. Everything. And he's sorry and he cries. Ooh. And she's like, you're not who I thought you were. Then dad rolls back with the shots.
I think the producers are just setting the whole dad storyline up. Like it's like part of the thing. So probably. I think dad knows.
Mom has to have cried. Yeah, yeah. The mom is so pissed.
Now, how do you look if some kid, if my daughter, which I
pretend you have a son.
I have a son, but pretend I had a daughter. If my daughter says, hey, this guy sitting in front of you cheated on me.
What if your son said that? Hey, dad, this girl I'm bringing home cheated on me. It'd be the same. What's the difference?
I'd be less likely to talk sternly to the
girl. I'd be more likely.
Well, that's you. I'm taking me. Like I'm not gonna dress down.
But if it was if you had a daughter and it was a boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't physically do anything to him at all, but I would just tell him.
You'd be like an Asuelu dad.
Yeah. But I wouldn't touch him.
No, but just scary a little bit. Like a
lot scary. All right. And this one we have seen to the next.
Si necesito hablar contigo.
Talking to dad.
I can translate.
They're talking, telling dad.
I cheated on her.
Porque estuvo con otra persona.
And dad's like, I think the best thing is you guys just break it off.
Yeah, this is it. Like,
stupid.
Goodbye.
See you later. All right.
Let's just remember, he didn't even quit his job or get rid of his home. So he is on a trip. He did not move there.
With his cat.
Fine.
He doesn't know.
I'd bring my pug on a trip doesn't mean I'm moving there.
Anyway. All right.
Devin, is you here?
Yep.
Whew.
Can't pay for shit, June.
Okay. So we start back at the meeting with June, Devin, June's mom and dad.
June says, go live in America. Get the fuck out.
He storms away.
Done.
Then Devin needs a minute. Yep. Mom and dad are left there. God, this mom and dad, I tell you right now.
Boy.
Love him hard. Mom, I see now why. Like, this is like a good lesson for me as a mother of a son.
What?
She defends everything.
My mother defends, so, well.
No.
No, no, no. My mom has two children. One is with not with my dad. So I have a half brother. And my mother defends every single thing my brother does. Now, keep in mind, she had him when she was around 20. So she was super young. And
then she was a single mom with him for a while, right?
Yes. Yeah. So they're not kids together. My mom is a very strong woman. She was one of 11 on a farm growing up. So she became like, she was doing adult things when she was 12 years old, like cooking for her family and all that. So, but even to this day, she defends everything with his ex-wife and why this is happening, why this son's not doing this. And it's always siding with my brother. So
this is Jihoon's mom. And she and dad, though, is like,
Yo, did you see when dad got dressed down and kicked off camera?
Get out of here.
Oh, mom was like, hey, she got lippy with him. It was like,
I know, I love it. She's like, go away.
Hold on. I think we got to clip that.
Oh, now they're going to fight.
She told her husband, you go. Yeah, you don't listen what I'm saying. You go.
Devin, you think I'm just a liar?
Were you not thinking about me when spending money when I was pregnant, asking you to save money to help me?
I was being selfish, spend money for only me. Only me.
Why?
Why?
Why? Okay, you ready?
Let's hear his answer.
Oh, shit.
Now they're going to fight.
And take her seriously.
For only me. Only me.
Why? That's all I want to know is why.
Because the long distance, I didn't take her seriously.
You didn't take her seriously? She was having your baby.
Okay, I would have ripped his face off. I would have been so mad. I was pregnant.
He's not going to change.
Can you make somebody from another country pay alimony or no?
That's a good question. You should actually look that up.
It was long distance, so I didn't take it seriously.
I feel like everything I believed to be true is all a lie. He never cared. He never took it seriously. I just feel broken.
It's a good child. Like, obviously, I could. She's not there. He's in another country. I don't like.
Excuse me.
I could see how he could feel that way because she's not in front of him. I'm saying I could.
She's pregnant, and he doesn't think it's serious.
He's a kid, though.
No, he's 30. He's not a kid.
Obviously.
He's a man child.
Yeah, he's a man child.
He's not a kid.
Okay.
She's 23.
He hasn't taken responsibility for shit in his life.
More percent.
He was at home with his parents and his little doggy.
His dog's cute. But
and he obviously.
He apologizes great. He's a great apologizer. He's a great, I take responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's the actions. That, mm-hmm. And that's why she's just like, you know what? Listen.
Yeah.
But to say, I didn't take it seriously when.
Well, it's the truth, though.
No, I know. She was pregnant for 9 months carrying a child. That is hard. And you know how serious it is?
Yeah.
You have a person growing inside.
She had a C-section, yeah. It was really, real serious.
The C-section is just the.
Well, it didn't. Did she choose to do that? Or that was like a. She had to.
I don't know.
I forgot.
Pregnancy is hard.
Yes,
so she
regardless.
Did 9 months. 10, really, if you want to actually take the math.
Of course, it's serious. All right.
But anyway.
So later in the situation.
I need you to transfer me the $3,000 today to prove that you want me to be here and to prove that you're going to step up.
Ooh, damn, she better.
Because he said the last time, like, oh, no, I have this $3,000, which is in my mom's bank account.
Right.
But I was saving it for us. Bitch, give me your money. I call the shot. Bitch, better have my money. I love that song. I forgot about this song.
Right now.
Pay me what you owe me.
Things right now, but it don't mean it's happening.
It's not necessarily.
She said, this money. I want that shit right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, and you know what you can do in Korea? I would too. Like, you know what? You have a you know what you can do in Korea? You can get $3,000 out of an ATM.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I did not know that. That's
about knowing he's not lying.
She just carries $3,000 around with her in cash.
They're going to the ATM.
Mama is taking them.
Very embarrassing.
She wants mom's. Now, Tim. Now.
It's not about buying her with money. It's about him giving his hard-earned money to her in good faith.
And making sure he's not a liar.
It through like a money machine.
Well, you see him flip the money?
For pushing cell phones. He's a wheeler dealer.
Yeah, he's a wheeler dealer. That's the exact. And by the way, Molly, you know her bra store?
No, about it.
I'm sorry, this is a total side
what?
Track. You can get a virtual fitting.
What is with virtual fitting bra companies lately? It's like a huge thing.
No, like you can measure yourself and do other things.
Did you do it?
No, but I want to. It's $25.
To do a virtual fitting? What does it cost?
Because it costs.
Why? Someone looks at your titties on camera?
I don't know how it works. I think, I don't know, but I might do. I don't know. I bet it's not $25 with Molly. That's probably going to be way more, but I want to do it. I don't think I've ever had a bra that fit in my life.
I don't know anything about bras. So. I know.
Anyway,
but if you do it, report back, please.
Okay, I want to do it.
Ow. Did you do that?
Yeah.
I didn't even hit that. You hit that.
I hit that and it hurt.
I was like, ow for
it
you.
It hurt you. I love you.
All right. She says, hey, moving forward, if you get money, we need to be in a joint account.
Yeah.
Because I'm done with this shit.
Yeah. So we're next day back at the hotel.
Mm-hmm. The hotel has an upstairs, too.
The hotel is fancy dancer. Like, I would live there.
Yeah.
So she's there with the kids. Mm-hmm. Mama has taken a walk. She's out.
She can't look at his face anymore.
Yeah. Which I'm surprised because I might have stayed. Because I'm not saying that's the right thing, but I would have been like, but especially if I heard that his mom was sassing my daughter. But that's not right. She did the right. Mama left. That's right. But so Ji-hoon comes over and she's giving him one more chance.
Mm-hmm.
1 month.
Okay. It's going to make it right.
He promises.
See you in the next.
Again.
Ready? You guys ready?
They're looking for an apartment.
Devin and I find a new apartment.
There's so much riding on this apartment. Because my mom wants to take me and the kids right back to America.
Okay, let's go.
And, like, she's 23, so, like, that's not that old to mom. My mom is, like,
yeah.
Listen, and mom has, like, helped to raise Drusilla probably mm-hmm. a little bit.
All right, so that's it for this week's episode, but we also have scenes from next from Ken.
Today is the day I'm proposing to Armando.
Are you concerned at all that you just moved here?
Yes.
Like it might be too soon?
Nope. I feel it's right.
It's right.
He doesn't know any of the language. It is too soon.
Nope.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Nope.
He doesn't know what he's getting into.
Don't ruin this for me.
And then we have Mr. Wrong and Mrs. Wrong.
We're going to one of the mosques. I realize that there's some things that I need to learn about the culture.
This shit is just doomed. That's why I say wrong and wrong.
I don't know about being Muslim yet.
It's not okay.
Like, you have 3 days.
You did not say you need to be Muslim.
Not you. My wife.
Oh, this is bull.
Not you, my wife.
Okay.
You don't have to be Muslim, but my wife does.
All right.
Well,
and that's that.
That couple is my...
Thank you so much for all the people who reached out to us.
Thank you.
You know, and fueled our love for doing the show this week.
And thank you for doing this with me, Nick.
Thank you for doing this. Thank you for listening, everybody else.
I hope everybody's safe and healthy. And thank you for listening. Hopefully this gives a little bit of time to not think about all the horror and craziness that is in the world.
All right, let's let Bill O'Reilly take us out tonight, Christy.
Yeah, let's go.
That is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it.
Can't do it.
We'll do it live.
I do laugh every single time.
Fuck it. And we'll do it live.
fucking thing sucks. That's tomorrow.
That stings.
That's tomorrow.
I put a smile on my face.
God damn it. That's
cut off our new album. Take it away.